From the Independent Ag Network, I'm Rick Haynes. Welcome to Haynes at the Range. We're going to start this week with an update from Lisa Schmidt. It's been a long time since we got to talk to her about how her winter is, how her spring's doing, and how she's looking forward to summer. Up front, I asked Lisa about her weather.
Well, you know, Rick, we basically didn't have winter except for two storms. It was cold and windy, but we had two really cold and windy and snowy storms. And besides that, you know, it was just short days and long nights. I would have preferred a little bit more snow, that's for sure.
So it was pretty open.
It was pretty darn open. I didn't feed nearly as much hay as I did last year because it was open. I didn't, and it, you know, it wasn't bitter cold for long periods of time. So that was one good thing. And the moisture that we got soaked in more than ran off just because the ground was frozen for, you know, for part of the time, but it just really soaked in. It was, so I feel like we captured the moisture that we had. We just didn't have very much.
Okay, so here it is, the 1st of May. What's the outlook for spring?
Oh, the forecasters say doom and gloom. We're supposed to get snow and rain this week, and then after that, basically, it's going to be dry. That's what the forecasters say. So I have noticed that every time I count on them, I shouldn't. So I'm hoping that we get some timely rains. Right now, the grass looks pretty good. There last week, it got that kind of ugly dry color, and I was pretty worried about it. It's growing, but it's not growing like it does when it's 60 and 70 degrees. It's still pretty cool. But hopefully, we can get the warm temperatures and while there's still moisture in the ground and get some grass growing.
Does it feel like March to you?
Yes, absolutely. I can't believe that it's May. This is crazy. But
shovel snow on Mother's Day, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but hey, we'll take it. It counts as moisture. It'll warm up and disappear pretty quick.
So do you think your meadows made it through this winter okay?
The meadows?
Yeah, your hay supply and stuff. Do you think it'll come?
You know, I'm gonna plant a cover crop on my alfalfa because I have enough leftover hay that I can get by. My grass bottoms look pretty good. That I've got some old grass mixed in, so that's really helping the new grass come. Kind of insulates it, and wherever there's old grass, then the new grass it's a lot taller. So for the moment, I'm not panicking about grass. You should probably ask me next week. I might be panicking by then. But right now, I feel like I'm going to be okay, mostly because I don't have very many cows and sheep anymore because I sold them 2 years ago. If I had my normal numbers, I'd be a whole lot more concerned. So I think other people, well, most of my neighbors cut back on their cow herd. And so nobody's panicking quite yet, but we're all watching.
How's your meat business?
Meat business is good. You know, beef prices are crazy high, and people are still eating beef. I feel like it hasn't slowed down at all, even with the high beef prices. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Do you see an end to that, though? Are they telling you if it gets another dollar higher, I'm not buying it?
No. But, you know, I talk to more people when the farmer's market starts in June, and I'll get a better sense of that. You know, when you can always tell when people say, how much is a pound of hamburger? And I tell them, and they find some excuse, or they tell me, oh, I'll be back in a little while. Then you know that it's too high for them. So I'll have a better sense of a read on the market once I start talking to a broader demographic.
You have to save up supply for the June rush?
Absolutely. Absolutely. June Saturdays in June are nuts. They're just nuts. So, which is a good thing. Fine with me.
Well, it augments your income.
It is my income. There's no augmenting to it. It is my income. You don't pay me enough, Rick.
I don't foresee that changing anytime soon.
You're not going to help with my inflationary costs.
Lisa Schmidt, Conrad, Montana, and the way her spring is shaping up. This is Haynes at the Reins.
Stress on your herd comes at different times and from different sources. Working and branding, along with the change of diet at turnout, can all wreak havoc. XL and XL Pro all-natural supplements, along with proper mineral supplementation, can help keep your herd healthy. Get expert advice and recommendations for your herd from the livestock specialists at Key Ag Distributors. Call 800-388-3659, online at keyag.com. XL and XL Pro all-natural, the next generation of animal health. More weight in the bale means more money in your pocket. That's what can happen when you get the Dynacure difference. Dynacure Advanced Hay Conditioner is designed to improve the quality and manageability of hay forages, palatability, digestibility, and overall feed value. All from Dynacure. Contact our plant and forage experts for more information. 800-388-3659 or online at keyag.com. Dynacure Advanced Hay Conditioner from Key Ag Distributors, providing valuable nutrients for crops and livestock.
Welcome back to Haynes at the Reins. Going to shift gears here a bit. Regulatory overreach was at the top of concerns for lawmakers and farm leaders as well this week, as both the EPA and the Labor Department rules drew renewed attention. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan told a House panel his agency and the Army Corps of Engineers are implementing what they call a revised Waters of the U.S. rule, WOTUS if you will, that complies with last year's Supreme Court rulings.
We've codified the clarifications, codified and clarified exclusions in support of farmers like prior converted cropland, and for ranchers like the artificial ponds used for drinking water. So there were a lot of good things that were preserved as well.
Reagan at that time went on to say that the Army Corps of Engineers resumed WOTUS determinations after the Environmental Protection Agency revised its much-criticized earlier rule. That, after the Supreme Court rejected 9-0 last May EPA's significant nexus test in favor of an observable surface water connection to the navigable water to define a wetland.
We are following the prescribed direction of the Supreme Court and want to ensure that we provide certainty to our states as soon as possible.
The American Farm Bureau Federation charged EPA's final rule was vague in determining and defining ditches and other land farm features that fill with water only sometimes, using a vestige of a much earlier Supreme Court ruling to preserve regulatory intent. Separately, the American Farm Bureau Federation also says that the Labor Department is burying farmers and other H-2A employers in 3,000 pages of rules in the last 18 months, including 600 pages just in the last week. AFBF John Walt Boatwright says H-2A rules and costs are already hard enough to meet. This is Haynes.